The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, New York. This is Atlantic City former mayor Don Guardian inviting you to join us as we welcome AM 970, The Answer, and our good friend Joe Piscopo, broadcasting live from the world-famous Atlantic City Boardwalk, joining the New Jersey Broadcasters Conference.
There it is, Nebraska, Springsteen, Atlantic City.
I've been looking for a job. It's hard to find. Down here, it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line.
Albert, thank you.
Tired of coming out on this losing end. So, honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do it.
Thank you, Albert. Joe Piscopo on the radio. So it's right here. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is absolute craziness on this Thursday, and I got to tell you, so I'm at the hotel, and I love Atlantic City, and I love New Jersey, heart and soul, but I think what I like about Jersey, because everything is tough, you get nothing for nothing, you know the expression, you hear it in Brooklyn, you hear it in the other boroughs, in New Jersey, it's really like nothing for nothing, you get that, you don't expect, everything, nothing, like, I was coming down to Atlantic City yesterday, right, and a great driver, Kathy, driving me down. Just coming down the Parkway. I said, let me pull over. I want to get a little something, a Gatorade or something, at a rest stop. So there, I go to the rest stop. So there's a lady behind the counter, you know. And so I go, I get my stuff. I put all the stuff on the counter. And I'm in a rush because I got to get down here to the casino. And the lady says to me, my computer's not working. That's exactly how she sounded. So I said, I think it was a lady. I wasn't quite sure. But in this day and age, I don't ask. And maybe she was at one time. She's a lady now, so I didn't ask.
Right. She identified.
Whatever it was. My computer's not working. I said, well, thank you, ma'am. So I said, can you just, and finally the computer's working. Then I get everything, and I got a bunch of junk, you know, peanuts and Gatorade, and I go like this. And then she goes like this. She goes, we don't have any big bags. So she takes all this stuff, puts it in a tiny little bag. It's for only because everything is not easy in the great state of New Jersey. And I take it as a sense of pride that we go through all the obstacles that you get. So now we're down here at the Tropicana. It's beautiful. And we got, you know, those of us doing radio, we're drinking water. We want to use the restroom. They close the restroom. Why would you close the restroom? They lock the men's room. Why? Now,
see, that's the kind of thing.
It's the New Jersey rule to make something as difficult as you possibly can. This therein lies the problem in Atlantic City, by the way. Yeah, you think someone who ran the Tropicana would say, keep the restroom, put somebody right.
Then I asked
for breakfast. No one even thinks about breakfast for the hosts. And I'm not going to be
whining. We thought about it.
The thought crossed your mind. But that won't be. So now, Atlantic City Mike Lopez, who I just had on the air, great guy. He comes out. You have a heart of gold, by the way, brother.
Oh, thank you.
He brings French toast from where?
The Gilchrist.
Oh.
Best breakfast spot in Atlantic City.
You are such a good guy.
So there
you look
go.
At that French toast. Look at that French toast.
I've had the French toast there. It's
that is French toast with real maple syrup.
Not the table syrup that Paul Rotella brought you.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I appreciate
that's
it.
That's right.
So I thank you so much. We appreciate it very much.
Joyce got you French toast.
Oh, good. It's 3 hours.
Embarrassment of riches.
I didn't know I was on duty.
No, that's okay. Oh, real maple syrup, Joyce. Thank you. Thank you. Now an abundance of maple syrup. Good.
And French toast.
Good. Do it. We'll
Dr. Michael Bussler, he brought French toast as well.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Mike, thank you for that.
Listen, you're welcome. Yeah. And bathrooms, restrooms, they should be open. They should.
Can you
be
talk
open.
To the guy?
Did we open it up, Stu?
Maybe I got a key for that too. I don't know. I may have that key.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. There, there's go. Oh, that's not used. That, thank you very much. I thought that was lipstick on the cup. Lipstick, but lipstick I can deal with on the cup.
It's okay.
Frank's finger, not so much like that. Mike Lopez, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
Listen,
it.
You're welcome. Enjoy that. Eat as much as you want. We got people who need some outside, too, if there's any left.
As the gal at the rest stop said to me, thank you very much, Mike. I didn't know. I didn't want to ask. Did you ever meet somebody like, you know, now you can't ask anymore. You don't know anymore.
That's true.
And I'm not, and I don't care. You just don't know how to address somebody. Ma'am, sir.
Person.
Sir with a wig. I'm not sure what
hey
you
there.
How about, hey.
Hey. That's it.
You'd be, is that ignorant? I don't know. Hey, yo. It is Jersey.
It's
what we used to do as kids.
Joe on the radio. Great dad. Thank you, Mike. God bless
welcome.
You. You're so great.
Take
you,
care, Joe.
You were a corrections officer?
That's right. It was
Wait,
a corrections.
Where were you corrections
officer? Atlanta County, 25
wow.
years.
Wow, brother.
So
well, you saw some stuff.
Saw a lot of stuff. The French toast wasn't as good, but I did have a little bit there. Every once in a while, I'd take a tray and see what it was like on the other side, eat it.
Oh,
but,
my
yeah, 25
God.
Years, Atlanta County Department of Public Safety. Yeah. Very fancy for the jail.
I'll tell you what, thanks for your service, man. That's not an easy
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
not an easy job. Thank you. Mike Lopez right there.
Peace.
Appreciate it. How about that? Is that nice? Or what?
That is nice.
What are you
that
doing? You're
nice.
Emailing all your fans out there?
No.
So, you're emailing? What do you have? Do we have something riveting that I should know about?
I'm working on guests for tomorrow.
It's great.
Yeah, you have to. You 4 hours a day of content.
I know. Who cares? Hey, Frankie, riveting news of the day.
Yeah, well, the big news is this tanker attack, right?
What's with that?
So we don't know all the details yet. Here's what we do know is that there have been an attack on two oil tankers off the coast of Iran. The Wall Street Journal saying that these tankers were bound for Asia, and they came under attack this morning in the Gulf of Oman. Thankfully, the crews of both vessels are reported safe. Now, we don't know who's responsible. But it certainly has a lot of folks wondering. Now, on the political front, Elizabeth Warren has now passed Bernie Sanders in two polls.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So according
I
to...
knew that would happen.
Again, I always caution, and you'll hear me say it 1,000 times between now and the first primary, these polls are completely meaningless at this point and always because if we've seen anything from Brexit, from Trump's victory, from AOC's victory, from Dan Donovan's trouncing of Mike Grimm in the primary and then his loss to Max Rose in the general,
the polls
are completely inaccurate in terms of predicting what's actually going to happen. That being said, these two new polls show her surpassing Bernie Sanders in terms of national support.
Well, you know what? It's if you support the president, it's good news. I don't know. I don't know how we have no area. I'm trying. We have styrofoam.
Well, there's no garbage pail. That's the.
Yeah. We're trying to just fit everything in. They've made it so easy for me to broadcast here this morning. I appreciate it. So the fact is, if she's in, I don't know how. And I may be wrong. And call me if you think otherwise. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. I don't know how she pulls it off. I'm glad she's in because there's no way. Just in persona on stage. Just her. Just Elizabeth Warren herself. Persona on stage. I can't watch her. It's so fake to me.
I hear you, and like she does have kind of that annoying school marm vibe that I can see being off-putting to Rust Belt voters and purple voters.
Just not authentic.
That being said, so you know, I voted for Donald Trump, but when Trump was running, there were so many Democrats saying, "Oh, we hope he's the nominee because he's going to be the easiest guy to beat."
Yeah,
when
it
was Obama and Hillary, there were so many folks saying, "Oh, I hope Obama's the nominee because he's the easier one to beat. People aren't going to vote for someone that's black. They're not going to vote for someone that hasn't even served a full term in the U.S. Senate." So you always want to caution folks, be careful what you wish for. With Joe Biden, you know exactly what you're getting. It's going to be a conventional Hillary-style campaign, and Trump can run against him as this typical Democratic establishment politician that's been part of the problem in Washington for four decades. Now, Elizabeth Warren, I know what you're saying, but there's a lot that's appealing about her. Last week on Tucker Carlson's program, he began the program by saying, wouldn't it be nice if we had a Republican Party in Washington that actually preached economic nationalism? What would that look like? And then he read a quote, and a lengthy quote for about a minute it went on. And he said, do you know who said that? Elizabeth Warren. And he said her plan for economic patriotism is exactly the kind of things that D.C. Republicans should be talking about.
All right, I got you.
So it's kind of appeal
to your point.
So she's unpredictable. Bernie's unpredictable. Mayor Pete's unpredictable. Yeah, Biden's predictable.
Yeah, it's very, very true. But also, Elizabeth Warren said you break up the tech companies.
Yeah.
You know what? It's an idea.
Right.
I hear what you're saying.
Right.
It's an idea.
Right.
She has an idea. I don't know that you should. I don't believe in any of that. Maybe under the – they should put – I keep telling you they should put it under the jurisdiction of the FCC, but she has an idea. No one has an idea. I couldn't even tell you what Buttigieg stands for. I mean, what does he stand? What is he? Well,
so it's so tough because he's so much a media creation. I mean, unlike Beto O'Rourke, who was a media creation, and then as soon as he was examined under a microscope, people found out there was exactly zero
substance
to him. Will
that happen to Buttigieg as well?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think he's held up a little bit better in terms of these appearances that he's done and shows that he actually, you know, has something of a brain. But we'll see. It's only June. I think you're going to have these candidates that are all going to have a moment for a month or so, where they're the it girl for a month.
Yeah.
You know, that happened in 2012 with the Republican primary. Remember, it was Herman Cain month, then it was Michelle Bachmann month, then it was Santorum month, then it was Huntsman month, and then it was Newt Gingrich month, and then ultimately Romney was the nominee. So I think you're going to see that. With 24 candidates, everybody except Tulsi Gabbard or Mike Gravel will be the media darling at some point.
Yeah. 877-970-2999, Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to call Joe Piscopo with Frankie Fiburrows. Big Al's in the studio. You know, is Gary around? Gary Gelman, can I ask you to sit down for 2 seconds if I would? I've known Gary for, and forgive me if you're listening. These are friends that I've known for many, many years, all throughout this great city of Atlantic City. This is my home. It's like, I always say it's my Vegas down here in Atlantic City. Great town. And Gary's always been there. He's a great photographer. He has his own show, but he's very, very instrumental in helping my buddy Steve Edwards in the New Jersey Hall of Fame, which is anything that makes the state look good, we are for. So, Gary, on the Hall of Fame, man, thanks for all the work you're doing there.
No problem.
Don't I owe you a picture?
Well, yeah, you do. We want to highlight those who have been inducted, Joe Piscopo.
Yeah.
And we want to put a picture of you in Newark Airport.
Come on, man.
We need to do that. I'd be next to Einstein and Edison.
I am so honored.
Springsteen.
You, Gary, doing a great job, Gary Gelman, with the Hall of Fame. But Steve Edwards has done such a great job. I mean, such a great job with the Hall of Fame. That is like the goal. And a shout-out. And we always criticize politically Governor Murphy, but as soon as Steve went to this governor, and this governor embraced the Hall of Fame, that was the best Hall of Fame event we had last year in Asbury Park.
We did, and the assembly's been great as well. We've got a lot of good class coming in this year. Martha Stewart's going to be inducted this year. Jason Alexander, right?
Jason Alexander's going to come in. That's
this
great.
Year.
That's
Southside
great.
Johnny.
So Southside Johnny.
It'll be great. And I have the infamous video of Bruce Springsteen saying, "Hey, Joe, how are you?" And I videotaped it a few years back, so a lot of great things.
Did you
happen.
Take the shot that me hugging Bruce with the Cake Boss Buddy Valastro in that picture?
I believe it was me.
That was a great shot because I said, "Hey, Bruce, how are you?" So Bruce and I did the Jersey hug.
Yeah, I got it on tape.
Buddy, Cake Boss is there looking at Bruce going, "Oh, my God, it's Bruce Springsteen." And I had the boss meet the Cake Boss.
That's cool.
That was great. That was really great. Yeah. And you and I, can you take a shot? Do you have a high-res camera with you now?
Not right now. I mean, we're on the air, right? But yeah. I do have a camera.
We should do something here. I'm dressed.
We could do that.
I'll put some makeup on. God knows I need it. You could Photoshop it, Gary.
There you go.
You know?
Big billboard on buses everywhere. On the airplanes, maybe.
It's great. No, I tell you what, anything that, and again, I know you're listening in Queens. I know you're listening in the Bronx, Staten Island and Brooklyn. We love you. All the boroughs in Manhattan. Certainly, we love you. But when it comes to Jersey, we like to push it as much as we can.
We do. And we know you always do.
No, we're trying, man. And, you know, it's a great place, except for the taxes. Holy moly, what's going on? Yeah. But aside from all of that and all the difficulty that we talked about, you know, just to go from point A to point B in the state, we love it. It makes us tougher. You never notice that?
Yeah.
You know?
Jersey greats. Yeah.
You know what? Like that. Gary, thanks for it. Listen, I'll stand by. If you got a camera, maybe we'll take a shot. I don't know, somewhere with the Atlantic City logo in the background, something like that.
We'll figure something out.
All right, brother.
Thank you,
sir. Fist bump.
All right, thank you, man.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for helping. And best to Steve Edwards for doing a great job. New Jersey Hall of Fame, man.
Very good.
And now there's going to be a permanent New Jersey Hall of Fame?
Yeah, at the Meadowlands. It's going to be in 2020, there's going to be a facility there, so it's going to be great.
And they finally fixed that up.
Yeah. They painted and everything.
It's not... not the old multicolor. What is that it's thing on that. The side of the Route 3? You know, yeah. You know. So thanks.
No problem.
We love it. It's
thank
Jersey,
you.
Baby. Thank you, Gary, right there. Piscopo, the board, that is so funny. And I saw this. What I'm saying is Steve would, Edward says, we need a picture of you for the New Jersey Hall of Fame. We want to put it at Newark Airport, but everything has to be high res now, high resolution. So I got some really great shots. My usual photographer is Bobby Bank, but he goes to Getty. The pictures end up at Getty, so you have to get them. And I guess you got to buy those pictures, whatever it is. So let me clean up that. Before we get a picture, hold on, guys. Let me just clean up this mess that's right here. Let me just clean up the mess so we can make a nice picture with you, Gary. So now Steve says to Gary, we're going to do a high-res picture. So now today could be the day that we get that shot. Hey, Joe on the radio, forgive us. We're a little silly today, but it is a Thursday. Could you hold? You see, one thing with the cell phones, they don't stop taking the pictures. Could you just hold it? It's just 2 seconds. I swear to God. Let me clean the mess. We'll make it look really, really nice. I'm on my own here, man. I'm sorry. I got nobody. I got none. In my life, professionally, it is me. So stay with me
the
just 2 seconds.
Paparazzi follow you all over. Is that it?
It's okay. It's all good. Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there. Hiya, Debbie. You're always there for me, baby. I always appreciate
right.
it. Over. You're the
right.
only one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you, Joyce.
You.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it very much. All right. We got it all cleaned up. Thank you.
Yay.
Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. Let's see what's happening. First of all, if we're heading to the downtown A train, delays because of some type of medical emergency. Let's see what's happening as you take us to the Hudson River crossings. Okay, at the GWB, just 10 minutes in from the Palisades Parkway. Outbound upper, it's construction at the GWB, Lincoln 20, Holland 15. Problems in Connecticut on 95, 95 south into Norwalk. Right past exit 18, it's an accident with a tractor trailer and a car. Expect delays as well as you head over to 18 north, getting into Route 9 in Old Bridge with a collision. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume as you take it over to 195 west, exit 16 into Jackson. A disabled truck is in the way over there. Southbound New York State Thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. At the Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds down to 35 because of the rain. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees a huge trend that leads to a crumbling society.
4 in 10 American children are now born to unmarried mothers, up from about 5%, that's 1 in 20, in 1960. I would say the majority of people under 40 would respond, so what?
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for I don't know, really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, daylife, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Durasan. I love Durasan. So I tell you about Durasan, D-U-R-I-S-A-N. You can go to Durasan.com. Joe Giovanello's Durasan. You know, this is a hand sanitizer. They make the hand the wipes, the foamers, the sprays. And once you use Durasan, your hand is sanitized for 24 hours. And you can't say that about any other hand sanitizer. The fact that they make it in Passaic, New Jersey, I love. So when I called Joe and I said, you know, my friend, my business partner, Stacy and I, we got a gym down in Flemington, New Jersey. And we wanted to make sure it was, as soon as we bought this gym, as sterile could be. Because I'm a germaphobe. Joe went down. Joe Giovanella went down. And they Durasand, using a verb there, the whole gym. So now it is impeccably clean. Impeccable. And Joe could do that for your business. You've got to check out Durasand.com. If you're a hospital, I know we have a lot of folks that run hospitals, that run healthcare systems. You have got to call Durasand. This is the cutting edge. Trust me and listen to Joe. The way, I have to just use an analogy if I can. The way Michaels of Brooklyn first came on the Piscopo show, boom. Number one sauce in the country, out of Brooklyn, New York. Not to mention one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States. And I keep telling you that. That's exactly what is happening to Durasan. They jumped on the show. And I say this with the greatest of humility and thanks to you listening. Because when Joe came on, now they're in Ace Hardware. Now Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm telling you. So, but I always say to my friends at offices or of healthcare facilities, call Joe Giovanella. Go to Durasan.com. Say, heard you on Piscopo. You know, you can call 844-387-4726. 844-387-4726. You say, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? You're not going to believe it. And they even have a mosquito and tick spray that is natural that you could use for your kids. I'm a huge, huge admirer of what Joe Giovanello has done with this great company, Durasan, and you will too. And it keeps your kids safe and healthy. You can go to Durasan.com, Durasan.com, or 844-DURASAN.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Oh, Cole Porter, baby. And the old man.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you. In the heart of me.
Might be my so between the summer wind and under my skin. I'm not really sure which tune. I love both those tunes, but this is the under my skin. The old man, the way he would just portray and interpret the great Cole Porter was second to none. Hey, Dr. Michael Bussler is a public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Featured columnist at Newsmax. Doc, good to see you, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for taking that picture, too, man. Thanks for letting me clear out everything here, you know?
Looks good now, Joe. Thanks for having me. It's always my pleasure to be here with you.
Well, we appreciate it. Stockton University is great. It's a great school. Shout out for Stockton University. What they're doing in town here, it's amazing.
Yeah. So last August, the Stockton opened a campus here in Atlantic City. They built a dormitory right on the boardwalk for about 530 students.
Wow.
Classes are going well there. They're in talks right now to add a second dormitory with another 500 and some students. Stockton is committed to Atlantic City. We're a growing university, and we think we found a nice spot here.
That's beautiful. Hey, Doc, so you're a professor there at a university, a major university in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So, which is, you know, we've really been so progressive now. So are you allowed to say anything good about President Trump in class?
Stockton was started as a liberal arts college, and they still maintain a lot of the liberal arts philosophy. I would say 90%, maybe 95% of the faculty have views that are far different than mine. Outside of the classroom, I'm very careful, and I word things very cautiously to make sure I don't cause any trouble. Inside the classroom, I try to challenge the students. You know, I tell them, look, you're here in college to learn some specific things, but you're also here to learn critical thinking skills, and that's the most important thing. You have those skills, so when you go into life and you have to make a decision, you understand how to do that and make a good decision. Well, to make a good decision, you need to gather as much information as possible. The problem is the students have only been given one side of an argument and not another. So in my class, I try to present both sides of the argument and say, look, It doesn't matter what I think necessarily. Listen to both sides of the argument, and you decide which makes the best sense.
Yeah, because nowadays, I'm hearing at some New Jersey universities, you walk in, I heard this firsthand, and the professor says, white privilege is bad. And she started on the white privilege. Yeah. And this particular person I heard from got up and walked out. This is a false narrative, number one. Number two, how does it leak into our colleges and our universities?
Well, a lot of academics are very principled, and they reach their conclusions about what fairness should be, and they've decided that the way capitalism has spread the wealth, it's done it very unfairly. And as a result of that, they believe they have an obligation to educate students that the system is unfair. I give them the opposite argument. I would argue that capitalism is more fair. In capitalism, you get paid according to your contribution. So if you want to get a lot out of the system, you simply have to figure out a way to contribute to the system. In socialism, you're just sort of given things because you're there.
When Bernie speaks tonight, going to Frankie Morano, Bernie speaks tonight, Frankie Morano?
I'm sure he's speaking somewhere. I'll double check the details.
He's doing a major speech about socialism. I mean, Venezuela.
Right. Yeah.
Doc. Why isn't anybody just going, look at Venezuela? It's a failure. Socialism does not work.
He spoke at George Washington University, of all places, yesterday.
You know, I have a very simple example that I use in class to show people how socialism works. So I have five students in the class. You need to get a minimum of a 70 to pass the class. Suppose four students get 65 and one gets a 95. Well, I'm going to take 20 points away, and I say to somebody who got the 95, would you mind if I took 20 points away from you? You'd still have a 75 and pass. I could take the 20 points, give 5 points to everybody else, and now they pass. Is that okay with you? That's not okay. I earned a 95.
Great analogy.
Well, that's exactly the point. You're paid according to how much you produce. In academia, you take a test, and you're rewarded based on how much you produce. If somebody else doesn't figure out how to learn it, they're not going to get a good grade. I don't believe equal is fair. I think what is fair is when you get paid according to how much you've contributed. That's fair.
Yeah, I was such a bad student. I wouldn't have minded if you gave me 20. I would have needed those 20 points, man. By the way, under Donald Trump's economy, Larry Kudlow and the great team that he has in Washington, doing great.
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. You have to remember, when President Trump came into office, the U.S. was in the longest period of economic stagnation, in my view, in economic history. We hadn't had, from 2006 to 2016, the economy averaged only a 2% growth rate. As a result of that, a lot of my students graduate, had trouble finding a good job, took a job for which they didn't need a college degree. Mm. And they get very upset with that because they have a lot of college debt. Because they took those jobs, people without college degrees couldn't find any opportunity. They dropped out of the workforce, became discouraged workers. Donald Trump turned all that around. He got into office and he said, look, I'm going to get the economy growing again, at least up to 3%, and I'm going to try for more. How do you do that? You get rid of burdensome, counterproductive regulations, which he did in his first month or two in office. By April, he just got in January. By April, the economy was growing at a 3% rate, and it's continued at that rate. Then he convinced Congress to cut taxes for all Americans, including upper-income earners and corporations. That stimulated the economy. By cutting taxes for corporations and higher-income earners, you've created a lot of capital. We have a capital-intensive economy, and that capital will feed economic growth, I believe, at least for the next few years. I don't see any sign of recession, at least till 2022 and maybe a little further out.
I wonder, Doc, we're talking with Dr. Michael Busler. This is one of the smartest guys you're going to ever talk to about economics, a public policy analyst from Stockton University in Jersey. I wonder if the president has something up his sleeve when he goes up against President Xi in China. And you see these tariffs. When he went after Mexico, if indeed the New York Times said he knew all about it, I don't care that he knew all about it. It was great negotiating, and absolutely, it was great showmanship from the master showman. So I don't care what, because the end result was Mexico's coming to the table on this illegal immigration. I wonder what your take on the tariffs on China.
Yeah, so a little bit of an overview. When President Trump got into office, he she took a look at every one of our trading agreements with every trading partner. Everyone was slanted in favor of the trading partner and to the detriment of the U.S. For instance, they make a car in Europe, sell it in the U.S., we charge a 2.5% tariff. We make a car in U.S., sell it in Europe, they charge a 10% tariff. China, we charge a 2.5% tariff. They charge us a 25% tariff. So President Trump said to every trading partner, we have to renegotiate this. They were all reluctant to do so. So he's not a politician. He's not going to convene a summit and wait 6 months and convene another summit and wait a year. He's a business person. He needs to confront the problem immediately. So what do you do when you have a reluctant trading partner and you've got to confront it immediately? You create a sense of urgency. And that's what he did by putting on these tariffs. Already, Mexico and Canada have signed a new deal.
Yeah.
South Korea has signed a new deal. India and Japan are negotiating with us. And for the first time since Richard Nixon normalized relations with China, China's at the bargaining table talking to us. President Trump would like no tariffs on anything. And that's what he's shooting for. He won't get that, but that's what he'd like to get. In the meantime, he's going to use tariffs to bring people to the table, and it worked marvelously. Look at Mexico. They said for the last year they're going to do something to help the border and stop the people coming in from Guatemala. They didn't do anything.
Yep.
President Trump said on June 1st, I'll give you 10 days to come up with an agreement. Otherwise, I'm slapping tariffs on. The next day, they showed up in Washington. 6 days later, they have an agreement. And yes, they were working on it in the past, but they weren't doing anything. Trump got them to do something. Trump is not concerned with winning battles. He's concerned with winning wars. He plays the long game. He doesn't care if he loses a battle on the way. It's unfortunate. There'll be a little bit of hardship on some people. But in the long run, all the markets, foreign markets, will be opened up.
Dr. Michael Buzzler. Michael, before we let you go, Doc, in regards to that, I wonder if the companies now will come back to the United States. And I've been railing about this, and I won't stop. Nike, you know, with all their social commentary. Hey, stop using slave labor. Go to the south side of Chicago. Come to the other side of Atlantic City. Go to Oakland, California, New Orleans, Paterson, New Jersey. Do you think these companies like Nike, who try to be so hip, so try to be so socially conscious, they'll come to their senses and start manufacturing in America?
And they're already starting to do that. Since President Trump has been in office, there's been over 500,000 new manufacturing jobs created. Because it's expensive now to produce in China, companies are coming back here already, and this is working perfectly.
And with the casinos in Atlantic City, we got to go. I know we got to go. Yeah. But when Citizen Trump walked away, he saw it was almost visionary that he saw the problems. He said, "I'm legally going to do this, and I'm just getting out while I can."
That's exactly right. President Trump has had more than 100 very successful real estate projects. He did what he did here, and he saw that the market was oversaturated and there was going to be competition as close as Philadelphia and New York. It was time to get out. He did what he had to do from a business perspective.
You know, Dr. Michael Buzzler, thank you. Frankie, thanks for bringing Dr. Buzzler in. You got to stay close with this man. You speak very much common sense, and we appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you
for being the voice of common sense in economy, and certainly in the colleges at Stockton University.
My pleasure.
Bless you, brother. Thank you so much. Joe on the radio, I know we're running late. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now. It's 9:37 on AM 970, The Answer.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Suffolk County police say they have surveillance video that shows the moment a driver hit a teenager on her bicycle in Copaig on Tuesday and then drove away. The incident took place Tuesday night at the corner of Dixon Avenue and Bethpage Road. The teen not seriously hurt. Police are offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who helps them track down the driver. Construction is getting underway on a new center at the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan, despite outcry from neighbors. Ground is now broken on the Richard Gilder Center for Sciences, Education, and Innovation, but some have complained it will crowd Theodore Roosevelt Park, located at the museum's rear. Mayor de Blasio attended the groundbreaking ceremony, calling the center an important step in promoting STEM education. A group of community members previously sued the city, but they were unsuccessful in their attempts to halt construction. In sports, Yankees and Mets were both off last night Bombers will open up a series on the south side of Chicago tonight against the White Sox, while the Mets, they'll host the Cardinals at Citi Field. And the St. Louis Blues, they're Stanley Cup champions for the franchise first Stanley Cup ever. They beat the Bruins in Boston in Game 7 by the final of 4-1. Stuck in traffic? W.D. Hames got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. LIE westbound slowing down at Shelter Rock Road. It's an accident being cleared. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus, getting up toward the Prospect. Prospect by the Gowanus, an accident being cleared from that stretch as well. Still about 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and traffic is still building for you on the westbound BQE into Broadway with an accident cleared out of the way. Inbound GWB moving okay. Lincoln 20, Holland 15. Some stop-and-go traffic on 4 eastbound through Teaneck with an accident just cleared out of the way. And over on 22 East, ramp to 287 in Bridgewater. Watch out for flooding on that ramp. Garden State Parkway North at 116. It's an accident. Speeds down to 35 miles per hour at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the weather. Rain today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970, The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka feels a little bad for Joe Biden.
Somebody on his account on Twitter posted a photograph of what looks like a high school girl's friendship bracelet.
Joe? On the top of the bracelet? On the bottom, Barack. He's such a good friend that he won't endorse you for president.
Ouch. America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Yes, thank you, Albert. Joe Piscopo, Dave Damiani standing by, my buddy. Hey, he's got a lot to talk to you about, but I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you till, I'll give you to 946, because I could do math. It's 941. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Come on, you got to do this. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Kinsella can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Alex is a great guy. You know what's great about Route 22 Toyota, though? I tell you because I love you. You know, you don't have to deal with dummies. And it's true. They always say that. No back and forth. No hidden fees. No pressure. Iggy is there. My man Iggy is there. You got to meet Iggy Giuffre, man of the year from the Boys and the Girls Clubs in New Jersey. How they helped the Boys and Girls Clubs of Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. I'll never, ever forget that, helping the kids. That my mission, helping at-risk youth, you know. Carmelo is there. Chester and Johnny and Shoya and Chris and Wendy and Johnny. The family that is Route 22 Toyota. Now this. First five callers. Next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And check out this car geek happy to tell you about. This is the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
This is Dave right here. Here it is. Dave Damiani, live on the radio, baby.
When the sun starts to shine.
There he is.
Leave your worries behind. Down the coastline is where I'll be.
Oh, better than Bob Goulet.
On the boardwalk in a car. Resorts is where we start. It's where I left my heart. It's AC.
That's it, baby.
Either docks or Irish pub. Head to White House for a sub. Tony's got the late night rub. Past three. Sneak into a lifeguard stand. Watch the sunrise from the sand. We'll hold each other's hand in AC.
Dave Damiani with a brand new Atlantic City song, which we love. We went to Ocean. We were at the Ocean, and we did a great show there with Landau Murphy. With Haley Reinhart was with us, right?
I think we had Renee Olstead too.
Renee Olstead was with us, and
Haley, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then Sal DeVoice. This guy was great. Sal Valentinetti.
Is he a riot?
But you stepped up, Dave Damiani, and welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you.
You did this show. That was the best I've ever seen you. And we've worked all around the country. You owned it. It was Atlantic City. Your family was there.
Yeah.
You owned that. That was brilliant. It was a brilliant performance. That's a great tune. Great tune.
I love that song. I got the opportunity to open up last night, Miss New Jersey. They're doing the preliminaries tonight and tomorrow. And then they got the final show on Saturday night. Miss New Jersey will be crowned.
Oh. How lucky for her.
They're going to let Damiani at this thing?
I know.
You at Miss New Jersey.
I guess there's no background checks required. For...
I have a feeling.
No, we're kidding. Please.
We're kidding. Yeah, we're kidding. It's a joke. So,
for radio purposes only. But
you at Miss New Jersey. Now, how did you end up there, Dave?
Well, you know, Mike Lopez, my buddy Mike Lopez, is on the board.
He's here earlier tonight.
AC Mike is everywhere doing everything.
The best.
And we said, you know, we need an opening for the show. And they said, why don't you open up with Pure AC? We'll get some dancers and introduce it. Because it's the first time that Miss New Jersey's been in Atlantic City. It was in Ocean City for many years.
You know what's sad? I'm too old for that. I need Mrs. New Jersey.
Mrs. New Jersey.
Mrs. New
Jersey. No, how about Ms. New Jersey?
Whatever.
Hey, they got Ms. New Jersey Cougar Night over at the Boogie Nights. You know, there's a night. I just saw.
Stop it.
40 and over.
Stop
40
it.
And over free. And then 21 to 29 if you're a man for free.
It's on the thing right over here. There.
Right here, man.
Only in Atlantic City.
Talk about a genius marketing campaign. Cougar Night at Boogie Nights.
Dave Damiani with his man. Hey, so when is the Miss New Jersey thing?
Tonight, 8 o'clock. We got round two, and then they're going to narrow it down to 10. Is it
here at the Trop?
No, it's at the Resorts. Resort.
It's a great showroom, though. That's great right.
showroom.
Mike told it.
Absolutely.
That superstar showroom is a great showroom.
And the best crew. The best crew in the business, those guys. And they love you. They're talking about you. They're like, when's the show coming back?
I know. I got to tell you, dude, when you look at the production value of the rooms in this town, Caesars, the way the crew at Caesars works, the way the crew here at the Trop, but Resorts, they've been there since the old man. Oh, the old man opened that room up, correct?
Yeah, the guys were telling me last night. One guy was there since 79.
Wow.
He said he was there for Sinatra, Tom Jones, Buddy Hackett, Don Rickles.
I mean,
all the greats perform there.
It's just a comfortable room.
I think I got something for us in 2020. I think I got something for us.
We're
going to do something fun.
I keep telling about the story when people talk about politics, and we went to Biloxi, and then you put together the show in Biloxi at the Hard Rock.
This
is the hippest of the hip.
Yeah.
And a very nice town, deep south of the United States of America.
Absolutely.
So I go in there, I'm thinking, we're going to do like you with the band, the No Vacancy Orchestra. And the Bend the Standards, or you called the name of the show. I'm thinking, man, how could we fill it? We filled that whole room up.
Oh, and they ate you up. And they ate you up, man, Joe. They loved you.
David, they were dressed, man. They came dressed. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then I saw one guy. I tell the story often on the radio. Guy with the hat, the belt, the boots, walks over to me. Hey. I go, how you doing? He pulls me over to me. He goes, we like your politics down here, Joe Piscopo.
It's funny, man. I live in Los Angeles, and I come out to New York, and I come out to the East Coast, and I'm kind of blind by what's happening. And you go to a place, Biloxi, you go to a place like San Antonio, Texas, and you see how the rest of the country thinks. And guess what? it's pretty screwed up what's going on. There's such a juxtaposition between the coastal people and the middle people. And, you know, people need to get wise and see how everybody thinks is what I think.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. Also, we're at the Tell-Alls. What a great jazz club there. Thank you for setting that up.
Hey, that's Feinstein's now. Michael Feinstein just took that over.
Steve Tyrell, our buddy's going out there.
Tonight. It's open tonight. Opens tonight is the grand opening.
This is going to be great. Are they doing anything different that we know? Or
well,
just...
you got Michael Feinstein behind it, so it's going to be better.
That's huge.
Yeah. So you got to come out next time. We'll do that or vibrato.
You know what you got to do, too? Sure. The band, the cats that you get in the band.
Yeah.
Alex on bass.
Yeah.
Oh, remember we went to the Grove? We went to the Grove, which is like this little room. And it's like a kind of a Frank Sinatra bar.
The Whisper Lounge.
So I go up there. So I go with Dave. I talk to your listener, and it's like, and I go, well, what are we gonna do? Well, we just got a guitar and a bass. And I go, Dave, I do the Frank Sinatra thing, but I can't do a. You're a musician. I can't do a bass and a guitar. They put Alex on and Alex's last name.
Frank.
Alex Frank on bass, and John the guitar player.
Story.
What's his name?
John Story, I think, was it?
I'll tell you what, the kid. He was a kid. These are kids. I did Night and Day with Charles Pignon in the audience, the guy in the head of Sinatra Enterprises, but a grace of God, it worked.
You know, it's amazing. I was working with Sal, comes out now to the West Coast.
Sal Valentinetti.
Sal Valentinetti's been coming out a lot. He's been out a few times, and I'm coming out, and he goes, let's do a little show.
Yeah.
Use a trio. He goes, no, I can't. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't do it. I said, trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
We did it. He loves it.
Talk about bending the standards. You bend. You push us to the limit. I never thought I could do that.
You can do it.
I had a good time with that, and I think I appreciate that.
Well, you're a great musician, you guys are fun. I mean, it's fun. We have a good thing going, Joe.
Sal on the show. He won't get up before noon. This guy.
He'll get up. Hey, he'll get up.
Will you get him over here, please?
You got to get him over here.
Remember what he said when I was at? We were here and we were doing the whole big show, and I got on the drums and I did the whole thing. And he looked, and then Nina, Dr. Radcliffe, comes over in her beautiful gown. He looks at me. Sal looks at me. And he goes, oh, my God, you're freaking Yoda. and he didn't say freaking. He goes, you're Yoda. It was my favorite line, you know. Never going to age. Dave Damiani, thanks for all you do. Thanks for what you do for the... By the way, you got me on Sirius XM. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, and also, don't forget, we got to record something in July.
We're doing a Christmas song.
We're doing a Christmas song.
What's the song?
We're gonna do our version of the Bruce Springsteen version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Damiani Piscopo.
Great arrangement. I heard the arrangement.
Wait till you hear it. Well, you're gonna love it. And when we got the, I don't want to give it away, but when it comes, I think it's gonna be a big hit for us.
Paul, I'll come running. Dave, thanks for all you do. Thanks.
I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for all you do for the Sinatra legacy. Appreciate that very much. Dave Damiani. Google Dave Damiani. You got to catch this cat in person.
I'm gonna give you a hint too. 2020, Peggy Lee will be 100 years old. So start thinking about Peggy Lee tunes.
All right. Look at this guy. Look at a young guy like that remembering the standard. Thank you, David. God bless
you,
brother.
Joe.
Good luck at Miss New Jersey tonight. Yeah, watch yourself. Hey, I said, Debbie New Haven. Not me. I'm staying away. I am staying away.
You get into trouble down there, Joe Piscopo.
No, I want Mrs. New Jersey. I need Grandmother New Jersey right now. That's the age I'm at right now.
Yeah, come on. I don't know. As long as she's under 30, that's going to work.
Frank's got a smirk on his face.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying a word.
You wait. Debbie's looking out for it's a rainy Thursday in New York. How are we doing out there, Deb?
Let's see what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe, Frank, and Dave, and everybody. Let's take it to the thruway, New York State Thruway North. The ramp at exit 17, flooding on that ramp getting into 84. It looks like speeds reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge to 35 miles per hour. We're still seeing delays on 4 eastbound through Teaneck with an accident cleared out of the way. Watch for some slowdowns as well as you take a ride to 78 West, getting out toward the Garden State Parkway, 287 southbound, exit 1. Some ongoing emergency construction, that's slowing you down. 22 at 287, watch for some slowdowns as well. Watch for some slowdowns on the FDR Drive northbound, getting up through the 60s. And we're seeing some volume at the Brooklyn Bridge getting into town. A disabled vehicle over there to deal with. About 15 to 20 in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And watch for some slowdowns this morning on the Van Wyck North getting up toward Kew Gardens. LIE West at Round Swamp Road. Accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Try VM Academy of New Jersey, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cooler today with periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm tapering to showers late this afternoon. Watch for flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. High 66. A shower in spots this evening. Otherwise, clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight. Low 59. Partly sunny and windy tomorrow. High 74. Even warmer for Saturday. Sunny to partly cloudy skies and a high of 82. A shower and thunderstorm in spots on Sunday and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Rob. Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up momentarily. I want to tell you, if you run down, you don't have the energy that you used to, please try Balance of Nature, okay? It'd be Balance of Nature. I worry about you. I worry about myself, too, because I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. You need the energy. And like I said this morning in the hotel, when I'm on the road, I took the Balance of Nature with me. Because when I stopped taking it, because I ran out of it, and I didn't think about it because I'm so busy, I could feel the scratchiness of my throat. I could feel the allergies, the free radicals in my body attacking me. I could feel it. Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in capsule form, developed by a medical doctor, Dr. Douglas Howard. A medical doctor came up with this whole concept. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel the difference immediately. This is not a clinical study or a clinical claim. This is what I am experiencing, what Frankie Five Boroughs experienced, Al, Debbie, the whole morning team. People report that their skin looks better. They have a whole lot of energy. It's time to improve the quality of what? Your life. You know why? Like I always tell you, you deserve that. Experience, please, the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Now, for a limited time, you could receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
My love,
he's got to do it. He can't stand it.
I didn't mean
he knew that Dave Damiani's song was good, the AC was song. Yeah. He's going, look, that's nothing. Listen to Bobby Goulet. I know what you're doing, Al. I can tell what you're doing, buddy.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, let me go grab an apple again and crunch it. I mean, come on.
He's just envious. He's jealous that he's not here with us.
First, I might tell you.
A little bit.
You know what, Al?
Why didn't you come? You have cancer.
Because my wife had a dinner last night. Excuse me?
No, do you have an oncologist appointment or something?
No, my wife was at a dinner last night honoring her 5 years of service at her place of employment, and so somebody had to stay home with my son.
That is great. Al, I got to tell you, too, we joke around with Al all the time. You know, when I'm remotely and then I have to throw to a commercial back to the studio, we like to keep the pace of the show. You're so good at that. I thank you for that on the air.
You're
Albert.
Welcome.
No, you really are, because I know you're talking about the end. You
don't go get my
muscle rehearse. We don't rehearse the cues. We don't rehearse the cues. And Al, you have to stay quick and frosty on it, so I appreciate you doing that.
I'm going to go grab my muzzle now. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. It was just a joke, Al.
I've been savaged all week by the two of you. Guests who are supposed to be there can't be bothered to show up. They got to call on a cell phone, waiting 45 minutes for an Uber.
That was guests.
What a lot. Yeah. What a complete fraud.
I say we go and do the shenanigans back in the studio tomorrow. Stu, great job. Thank you so much. Appreciate it very much.
Stu's the hero.
Stu is the hero. We're going to pay homage to Phil Boyce, well-deserved momentarily. And Frankie Fibro's great show. Thank you so much. Debbie, we love you. And Big Al, thank you so much for doing such a great job. We do love you, Albert. You know that, man. No, he's not talking to us now. That's it. He's muzzled. He's muzzled. I had my shot. Piscopo, in the morning, stay tuned for Mike Gallagher. Go out and make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
Views, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. 12 people, including a baby, have been injured in a huge blaze that ripped through three homes in Midwood, Brooklyn early this morning. They're all being treated for smoke inhalation. The fire broke out around 4:30 a.m. at 1488 East 17th Street. Nearly 200 firefighters called in to battle the flames. Fire is out, but firefighters are now dousing hot spots. A 48-year-old man shot and killed inside a Brooklyn bodega last night. Police say he took four bullets, including one to the neck inside a store on Kingston Avenue in Crown Heights. He died a short time later at the hospital. Police did not detail a motive for the gunfire. They have made no arrests. In sports, the Blues are Stanley Cup champions for the first time. They beat the Bruins in Game 7 in Boston by the final of 4-1. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.